Initially, these were extremely expensive suits, Brine in Germanic terms, where you get names like Brunhilde and the like. They covered essentially just the vital organs, the chest. By 1100, those chainmail arms armor had come to include much more elaborate covering of parts of the legs, all the way down the arms. By the time of the Biotapestry, warriors were pretty well encased in armor. There was also a hauberk, which was a chainmail kind of hood that was put over you, and the warrior would carry a helmet. Usually the coif was the one that was most favored, which is essentially an open helmet, a conical helmet with a nose guard. Again, well depicted in the Biotapestry, on chess pieces from the period, on a variety of different art depictions and from literary descriptions. To get to this type of armament was a long evolution. It wasn't until the 9th century, that is in the time of Charlemagne, where there was the money and the resources to begin equipping men with this type of expensive armor. Most of the infantry and cavalry throughout the Middle Ages and during the Crusades depended on leather jackets, on quilted types of armament. Many of them had very little metal armor other than what was their helmet. The primary defensive weapon was often a shield made of wood. It would have a boss in the center, a metal boss, and it would be reinforced. Now, the key changes in warfare came in the development of cavalry, and this was a gradual change, and it was a result of several important technological inventions. One was the development of the stirrup. This is still under considerable debate as to who invented the stirrup and when, but it seems by 600 AD, the Byzantine army were mounting their heavily armed cavalry, so-called cataphractoi of the 6th century AD, on horses with stirrups. So that men could carry out charges in teams with swords, the equivalent of a saber today, slash their opponents without fear of flying off the horse. Previously in ancient warfare, you had no stirrups. And so cavalry was reduced to a relatively lesser supporting role. You could only jab with your lance, and the horses moved in at the trot, at a fast, swift trot to deliver the attack. With a stirrup came improved saddles, spurs in order to direct your horses, and by the 8th century, certainly by the time of Charlemagne, it seems that stirrups and the types of saddles necessary to equip the classic heavily armed knight were now known in Western Europe. How soon this occurred is still uncertain. The sources are very limited on this. We're dealing with some literary descriptions. We have very little physical evidence. Some scholars have argued as early as the Battle of Tours in 732, that is the first Frankish army to defeat a Moorish army, a Muslim army coming out of Spain, but there's really very little evidence to support that view. In contrast, the Byzantine and the Arab worlds, the Caliphate, developed armies which depended very heavily on cavalry. The Byzantines preferred the use of heavy shock cavalry, and they would recruit horse archers from the steppes. The armies of the Caliphate also would sometimes mount heavy cavalry, but they too used large numbers of mounted bowmen, the type of cavalry I described with the Turcomen. They also depended on an infantry of archers and supporting spearmen. So in Western Europe, that this combination of cavalry with infantry, especially spearmen and archers to act as the supporting forces and cavalry to deliver the attack, was more or less in lines with the development of military technology of the time. But it was in Europe that a peculiarly powerful and heavily armed mounted warrior, the knight, or as is often called in Latin, miles, which in classical Latin simply meant a soldier and usually designated Roman legionary, sometime in the 9th and 10th century, in medieval Latin, miles meant a knight. The name Miles that survives in English today is simply another way of saying knight.